Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Money Talking from WNYC. I'm Charlie Herman. Over the next few weeks, many of you will be taking some time off, maybe heading out to a warm, sandy beach, or just taking a few days with the kids during winter break. But one thing we'll all share is that at some point, we have to come back to work. Returning from a long vacation, or even just an extended holiday, can sometimes be overwhelming. All of that stress that pushed you to take time off in the first place comes roaring back with just a quick glance at your inbox. But maybe that's the problem.
Before you do anything, you should pause for a moment and think about what is it that is most important for the organization to accomplish.
That's Peter Bregman, a leadership consultant and author of the Harvard Business Review article, What to Do on Your First Day Back from Vacation. He says in those first moments, it's easy to get tangled up in your inbox and lose sight of what's really important.
You want to reconnect with the vision of the organization. You want to reconnect with the strategy.
And you can do that by not getting distracted with the small, transactional aspects of your work. Focus on what Bregman calls the big arrow.
The big arrow is sort of the boundaries and the direction of where the company is going. And you really want to understand that very, very clearly, because everything you do, you want to have reinforce that. And when we're just shooting through emails or dealing with problems as they arise, we often forget that, and that's where the organization starts to go awry.
Well, can you give me a specific from your life or an example?
Sure. So one of the main things that I'm doing, for example, in my own life is building a leadership program called the Leadership Intensive. That's one of the critical things I have to do. In fact, I decide on five things a year that are most important for me to focus on, to work on. For me, it's doing great business, doing great work with clients. It's growing my business. It's speaking and writing about my ideas. It's the Leadership Intensive, which is this leadership program. And it's nurturing myself and my family.
So I've been away from the office for, let's say, a couple of days just because it's been a holiday, or maybe I took a two-week vacation. I'm sitting back at my desk. What is the first thing that I should do that morning?
So the first thing that you do is you look at what are your top things. For me, I look at my top five. These are the top five things I want to focus on that I just described. And then I say every single thing that I do coming off vacation should help move me forward in one of these five things. And there will be a million desires of other people to occupy my time. And that's where I have to pause and say, will this move me forward in the top five areas of my focus?
Yeah, but at some point, you're going to have to listen to those requests from people, open your email, check your voicemail. How do you not get lost in the morass of all of that?
So you filter those things through your top five. Now, there's a certain point at which you have to deal with other people's issues because other people need you in order to move their projects forward. But ultimately, you want to make sure that you're sending the message, especially if you're a leader in an organization, that you're sending the message to the whole organization, these are the things that are most important for us to accomplish. Anything outside of the major vision and strategy of the organization, those things have to take a second seat to these primary things. So you actually want to put those aside. Eventually you'll get to them, but you want to send the message not right away. Right away, we focus on the things that are most strategic.
You know, a lot of people talk about when they come back from vacation, I wish I could preserve, or I want to preserve those good vacation feelings. Are your thoughts about that? Should you even try and bother with that?
I think it's great to preserve those great vacation feelings, but you're probably not going to be able to do it consistently on a consistent basis without taking some more vacations. But the idea of slowing down a little bit. So what we love about vacation is we've slowed down. We've gotten away from the day to day. That's why, by the way, when we come back, it's such a great moment to then look at the big picture and say, how are we manifesting that big picture in our day to day activities? But the other thing that you get from vacation is that slowdown. And I think it's a really great idea. Try this when you come back from vacation. Take lunch, right? Just literally.
What a concept.
What a concept, right? Go out for lunch or pause for an hour. Crazy, I know, a whole hour, and have lunch. And maybe have lunch with someone you like and have a conversation with them. And that's one way of bringing that vacation feeling back. It slows you down enough to remind you that you're a human being.
So you're saying that I should take that moment every so often and think of my trip to the Grand Canyon and say, you know, serenity now, whenever those moments come up?
As long as you take those breaks, they are reminiscent of the Grand Canyon. Like, what you want is for the Grand Canyon to have impacted your life beyond the Grand Canyon. When we're stopping work and we look out at the ocean or we look out into the trees, and we take a moment. So the question is, can we take those moments when we're back at work? It's really hard to do.
Well, it's really hard to do. And it makes me wonder if you sometimes think or suggest to people, don't even bother trying to go on vacation, that this idea that you can really log off while you're away is pretty impossible. It can be really difficult to do.
It's very difficult to do. I am the poster child for the difficulty. Reed, I'm not great at doing it. And I write about this stuff and I talk about this stuff and I'm not great at doing it because my iPhone is the big seductor. And one of the things that I do is when I go out of the country, it's great because I don't want to pay. I'm as cheap as I am busy, and I don't want to pay for the rates to be downloading my email all the time. And that actually gives me a little bit of a break.
So your advice is go overseas.
My advice is go overseas and be cheap.
Well, I mean, is there some value, though, in checking in and looking at your email during vacation? So when you do get back, you know, you're not just overwhelmed with stuff and you can focus a little bit more, then maybe there is some strategic value in, you know, every so often checking in, even when you're away.
I do it sometimes, but I don't actually think there's strategic value to it. That when I do it, it is only because I have gotten weak. And the reality is that...
Email is your kryptonite?
Email is my kryptonite. And I think it's many of our kryptonites. And I actually think I have never regretted being off of email for some period of time. And if people need to get me, there's always a way for them to get me. There's always someone who has my contact information, who has a way of getting in touch with me. But otherwise, I think it's satisfying my need more than it is satisfying the business's need.
Well, to sum it up then, what are those guiding principles that you have when it comes to returning to work?
So for me, it's taking a deep breath, knowing what it is that is most important for me to focus on, knowing what will move the business forward and me forward, and then filtering everything that I do through that lens.
Peter, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Peter Bregman is a leadership consultant and the author of 18 Minutes, Find Your Focus, Master Distraction, and Get the Right Things Done. There's a mountain of research telling you that vacations and time away from the office are key to staying fresh, focused, and motivated. And coming back to work shouldn't create more anxiety than what you left behind. As Bregman puts it, simply pausing to remember the larger goals you're trying to accomplish before you dive back into all the details can make a difference. That doesn't mean, however, you should just ignore all those emails or do something even more radical.
My wife did a mass delete one vacation over Passover. She decided it's Passover, and she just mass deleted. I do not have the courage to mass delete email. It's not in me.
You'll get to the inbox eventually. Just don't let it ruin those lingering memories you have of ocean breezes and snow-capped mountains, or those extra days you spent with your in-laws during the holidays. Okay, maybe just the first two. We've got a link to Bregman's article at the Harvard Business Review on our website, moneytalking.org. I'm Charlie Herman, and this is Money Talking from WNYC.